Title: Spring Reverb Splashes from Scratch for DJ Friendly Sets Advanced. Alright, let's build Spring Reverb Splashes from Scratch in Ableton Live, but in a way that actually works inside drum and bass. Not random reverb everywhere, but controlled punctuation that cuts through a rolling mix, lands on phrase points, and stays DJ friendly. Think classic jungle boing, metallic clang, dubby splash throws, but clean, predictable, and repeatable. By the end, you'll have two tools, one return track called Spring Splash that you can throw anything into, and a printed one-shot splash you can drop on bar 16 or bar 32 like a signature transition. Let's go. First, a quick mindset shift that changes everything. Treat splash like a transient design problem, not a reverb problem. The reverb is only half the story. The real magic is what you send into it. If you send a full snare with body and tail, you get snare with reverb. If you send a short, controlled transient, you get that spring tank illusion. Boing, clang, sproing, done. Step 1. Create a return track. Make return A. Rename it Spring Splash. This is your effects lane. Your main channels stay dry and punchy, and splash is live here where you can control them like a performance tool. Now build this device chain on the return. We'll keep it stock Ableton only, but we'll make it sound intentional. Before we even EQ anything, here's a pro DJ style move. Put a utility at the very top of the return chain, right at the start. This becomes your master level control for the whole splash system. Rename it in your head as Splash Lull. Later, if a room is extra bright or your set needs the splashes tucked, you move one control and you don't wreck your carefully tuned saturation and compression downstream. After that utility, add EQ 8. This is pre-reverb shaping, and it matters a lot because the reverb will exaggerate whatever you feed it. Set a high-pass filter around 150 to 250 Hz, steep slope. Indeed NB, low end in reverbs is basically mud and lost headroom. If it still feels thick, don't be afraid to push that high pass up into the 200 to 400 range, especially for darker, tighter drops. Then listen for harshness. Springish effects often scream in the upper mids. If it's getting painful, do a small cut around 2.5 to 4.5 kHz, maybe 2 to 4 dB, medium Q. And if you want more sproing, you can add a tiny shelf up high, around 7 to 10 kHz, just a dB or two. Next device, Ableton Reverb. It's not a true spring model, but we can force the vibe with the right settings. Set quality to high if your CPU can take it. Predelay should be super short, 0 to maybe 8 milliseconds. Here's why. At 170 to 176 BPM, tiny timing shifts matter. If your splash feels like it's flaming late, either reduce predelay towards 0, or you can actually nudge the send automation slightly earlier by 5 to 15 milliseconds, so the bloom lands on grid. Decay time. Keep it DJ friendly. Start around 0.6 to 1.4 seconds. Short enough to not wash out hats and amen tops in the drop, but long enough to speak. Size should be small, around 15 to 30%. Smaller sizes feel more like a spring tank or metal box than a hall. Diffusion is the secret sauce for metallic. Go low-ish, maybe 20 to 45%. Less diffusion means more distinct ringing and boing character. Turn early reflections up a bit, because that's where a lot of the clang lives. Then set low cut around 200 to 400, and high cut around 6 to 10k to stop it hissing. And because this is a return, set dry slash wet to 100%. If it's still sounding like a normal room, your first fixes are lower diffusion, lower size, and shorten the decay. That usually snaps it into splash territory fast. After the reverb, add saturator. This gives the splash bite and grit so it doesn't vanish behind a rolling mix. Put it in analog clip mode. Drive around 2 to 6 dB, soft clip on. Then trim the output so when you hit a throw, the return doesn't suddenly jump 6 dB and scare you. You want excitement, not chaos. Next, auto filter for tone and a little movement. For classic splash, use a bandpass. Set the frequency somewhere around 1.2 to 3.5 kHz, resonance around 20 to 40%. Now turn on the LFO, sync it, and set rate to 1/8 or 1/16. Keep the amount small. This is not an EDM filter sweep. You just want a subtle wobble so the splash feels alive, like vibrating metal. Next, compression. You can use compressor or glue. The goal is to clamp the initial spike slightly and keep the tail controlled. Ratio around 3 to 1. Attack 5 to 15 milliseconds so the boing still punches through. Release 80 to 200 milliseconds or auto. You're aiming for maybe 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction on strong hits. Then utility for width control. This is where you make it DJ friendly. dart around 80 to 120% width. If you know your music is going to hit mono-ish club systems, keep it closer to 90 to 100. Wider isn't always better. Wide splashes can disappear or phase weirdly in real spaces. Optional. Add a limiter at the end with a ceiling around -1 dB, just to catch occasional throw spikes. Think of it as insurance. Cool. Your return is built. Now we need to make it splash on demand. Pick a throw source. This should be a percussive transient that screams jungle, a rimshot, a woodblock, a tiny vocal hey, even a duplicate of your snare but shortened. And this is important. Make a dedicated throw sample that is basically click plus mid-bite, not full snare body. Two fast ways to do it. Either put your source in simpler and shorten the amp decay so it's super quick, like 1 to 20 milliseconds, or put a gate before the send so only the transient opens it. The goal is consistency. Every time you throw, the reverb reacts the same way, like a tuned instrument. You can level this up with a purpose-built throw sample. Load a rim or click into simpler, add a small downward pitch envelope with a short decay, add a touch of drum bus for transient shaping, and high pass it aggressively. You're building a trigger, not a tone. Now, the DJ part. Automate the send like you're mixing a set. You do not want constant splashes. You want phrase punctuation. In arrangement view, automate the send to spring splash on phrase points. Classic placements. Bar 8 for a small tease, bar 16 for a bigger moment into the drop, bar 32 for the signature pre-drop tension. A solid starting move is the last snare of a 16-bar phrase. Send goes from 0 up to about 35 to 60% for that one hit, then immediately back to 0. That up then back motion is the difference between a throw and a wash. If it feels late, remember what we said about pre-delay and groove. Either reduce pre-delay or nudge the automation earlier a few milliseconds. DNB is unforgiving with timing, but that's also why these details sound so pro when you get them right. Now let's add the real spring tank illusion. Pitched resonances. Springs ring. They have notes. We fake that with resonators. Add resonators after the reverb, or after the reverb and before saturation if you want to blow it harder with the saturator. Use only 2 or 3 resonators, not all 5. Tune them to musically useful notes in the upper mids, not low octaves. If your track is in F minor, try F, C, and G sharp or A flat, but in a higher register, around the snare crack zone. Keep decay short to medium and keep dry slash wet subtle, like 10 to 35%. It should feel like suggestion, not like a synth note playing. If it starts sounding like a clear pitch that fights the music, back off the mix or shorten the resonator decay. We want texture with intent, not a melody. Optional flavor for heavier styles. Add corpus after the reverb at a low mix. Tube or plate modes work great. Keep it subtle, like 5 to 20% wet. Tune to the key or the fifth. That can get you that metal box industrial spring vibe without taking over. Another advanced spice. Frequency shifter in ring mod mode after the reverb, super quiet. Frequency around 20 to 60 Hz. Tiny offsets, low dry slash wet. It creates a metallic flutter that doesn't read like a delay repeat. This is one of those you feel it more than you hear it tricks. Now, mono compatibility check. Do this fast. Temporarily drop a utility on your master and set widths to 0. Listen to your splashes. If they evaporate, you're relying too much on stereo side information. Fix it by narrowing the return, boosting the mid-band of your bandpass, or making the resonant mid-content louder than the airy stereo sheen. Club translation first. Always. Next tool, resample a one-shot splash. This is how you get consistent signature transitions, and it's extremely DJ-friendly. Create a new audio track called Splash Print. Set input to resampling. Arm it. Trigger a few throw hits while your loop plays. Record a few bars. Then go hunting for the best splash moment. Chop it into a one-shot. Add tiny fades, like 1 to 5 milliseconds, to avoid clicks. Warp settings. Beats works great for percussive splashes. Complex can work if it's tonal, but don't overthink it. The main thing is it plays back consistently. Drop that printed splash into simpler in one-shot mode. Turn on trigger and snap. Tighten the start and end. Add a high-pass filter around 200 to 400 to keep it clean. Now one of the coolest spring illusions. Pitch envelope. In simpler, set pitch env amount to something like -6 to -24 semitones and decay around 80 to 250 milliseconds. That downward dip mimics that spring wobble, like the energy dropping through a vibrating tank. Print 2 versions for flexibility, a short drop safe one, mid-focused and tight, and a longer one with more tail and air for intros and breakdowns. Same identity, 2 sizes. That's a DJ's dream. Arrangement upgrade ideas, quickly. Use splashes like storytelling, not a repeated trick. Call and response works. Bar 8 small T's, bar 12 different tone, bar 16 the signature big one. That gives progression. If you do the classic splash plus gap, keep one anchor element playing quietly, like a hat loop or a ghost shaker, so it doesn't feel like a DAW mute. You want continuity for mixing. And don't only automate send amount. Automate tone by section. In breakdowns, open the top end and widen a touch. In drops, narrow it, band limit it, and shorten decay. Send changes density. Tone changes emotion. Finally, a quick practice run you can do in 15 to 20 minutes. Build the spring splash return. Pick one throw source, rim or vocal. Make a 16-bar rolling D&B loop. Add a small throw around bar 8, maybe 25 to 35% send. Add a bigger throw at bar 16, maybe 45 to 70%. Then print four splashes, choose the best, load it into Sampler, and place it as a consistent signature at bar 16. Here's the pass condition. Mute the return and your drums should still slap. Unmute it and the splashes should feel like intentional punctuation, not a wash. That's the whole system. A DJ-friendly splash return you can perform with send automation, plus reusable printed one-shots for transitions. If you tell me your subgenre, your BPM, and your key, I can suggest specific resonator notes and EQ notch ranges that'll lock it even tighter to your track.